Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
You know, to me, it's always interesting to ask the question, who was there? Who was on the stage with Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders and Socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC? They had their rally at the Adams Center in Missoula yesterday afternoon. I watched almost the entire thing. I've got a transcript of just the final 5 minutes or so of Bernie's remarks. I didn't get to the final 5 minutes of watching his speech, but it was kind of the same old rhetoric, the same old talking points that Bernie's been using for, what, 3 or 4 decades now. Except for now, Bernie actually finally has a chance to do something about it. If Bernie actually cared about everyday people in America recapturing the wealth of America, he would be fully supporting President Trump's effort to reverse the deindustrialization of America that's taken place over every single one of these years that Bernie Sanders has been a politician getting rich off of you and me for how many decades now. But this was the clip where I think you can say you can partially agree with Bernie Sanders here. You know, Bernie Sanders is basically saying, look, no one American should own this high of a percentage of the wealth in this country. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are working to fix right now. They're working to reverse the deindustrialization of America that has sent our wealth, our jobs, union jobs included, all over the world, to all of these other countries. They're working to bring that wealth back to America, back here for Americans. You know, it was interesting who wasn't on the stage with Bernie and AOC yesterday. So they had one union represented on the stage. They had a lady from the flight attendants union was there on the stage. But that's it. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, you have a big rally with the Democrats, high-profile figures, AOC and Bernie Sanders, in a liberal hotbed like Missoula, Montana, where 42,000 people, almost 43,000 people, voted for Kamala Harris in the presidential race. And this is all that showed up? But, you know, it's still a good-sized group, but it's Missoula, right? And people came in from other places. But where were all the unions? Why didn't they have the auto workers union on the stage with them? Why didn't they have a union representing the timber industry workers on the stage with them? Why didn't they have the unions representing the coal miners or the copper miners on the stage with them? Why didn't they have... Oh, that's right, because all of those folks that I just mentioned represent the industries that are backing President Donald J. Trump and his efforts to make mining in America great again, to bring that wealth back to this country, to make our timber industry great again, and to bring that wealth back to this country. Instead of just watching all these other people from other countries that get to cut down their trees and then come to our lakes and enjoy our lakes over the summer, hey, we can cut down some of our trees and enjoy our lakes during the summer as well. Bringing that wealth back to America, the reindustrialization of America. But yet, everything Bernie has lectured people about for four decades, he finally has a chance to deliver wealth to everyday American people, and he's the one standing in the way of it.
It's April 17th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is International Haiku Poetry Day, Japanese poetry with three lines and a 5-7-5-syllable structure. I work at Fox News. This is my haiku poem. Have a good day, all. Also today, the world's longest war ended in 1986. Known as the 335 Years War, it was between the Netherlands and the Isle of Scilly. It was a bloodless conflict without a shot ever being taken. It was 1970. Apollo 13 lands on the Earth after having never made it to the moon. An oxygen tank had failed 2 days into the mission. In 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion began. A CIA paramilitary group tried to invade Cuba to overthrow Fidel Castro. It was a failure. I'm CJ Papa. This is your Fox Daily Snapshot.
And Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
We took your phone calls and more as Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy joined us live in our Montana Talk studios on Wednesday's show. What's coming up on Thursday? Well, we'll have more time to take your phone calls for the second half of the show. The first half, that's when we do our legislative update. We'll have the Republican Senate President and the Democrat House Minority Whip on Thursday's legislative update right here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, maybe we're going to get some good news out of the Montana legislature here. I'm seeing a couple headlines that when it comes to property tax relief, that the logjam may be breaking loose here as we approach the end of session 90-day deadline. That was part of what we talked about yesterday with Montana Speaker of the House Brandon Lear out of Savage. You know, I kind of threw out the question. I said, hey, look, at this point, none of the big three are getting across the finish line. Property tax relief, across the board income tax relief, judicial reform. But yet we keep seeing the spending continue to pile up. And so it seems like the longer they sit in Helena, the more they figure out ways to spend our money. Maybe they just need to call it a day and come back a few months from now when they've got things figured out and there's a little bit more Republican unity. Or will the deadline finally force the Republican-led legislature to get their act together and to unite and stop worrying about who's going to get the credit or who isn't going to get the credit and just deliver on the big three that I just mentioned. And so sounds like the logjam may be breaking loose when it comes to property tax relief. We're going to get into that and more. Next hour, we've got Senate President Matt Regeer out of Kalispell, the Republican, and Democrat House Minority Whip Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula with us for our weekly legislative update. Meanwhile, we're going to pack a lot in here to this 8 o'clock hour, plus we've got the phone lines open for you. Were any of you at the Bernie Sanders AOC rally yesterday? Did you go just to watch, just to take it in, just to see the crazy on full display? I watched it, but I wasn't there for it. Let me play a clip here from Bernie Sanders. This is where, and I think Bernie Sanders, some of you may have respected Bernie Sanders a few years ago. You know, you might disagree with how he wants to fix the problems, but you might agree with some of the problems he's identifying. I mean, for example, here he was complaining about health care and the high cost of health insurance premiums. Well, it's like, Bernie, you and the Democrats are the ones who ruined American health care. You're the ones who passed and shoved Obamacare down our throats. It was a Senate Democrat from Montana who was the tie-breaking vote to shove Obamacare down our throats. Oh, now you want to get on the stage in Missoula and complain about health insurance premiums? You guys are the ones who screwed it up. But here was a line where he presents this false choice. He presents this false choice that right now in America, we have a choice. Do we want to be an oligarchy? Oligarchy. I should count how many times AOC used the word oligarchy and how many times she said it in a different way, too, by the way. It was just pathetic, frankly. It was just like just these rehearsed canned talking points. They are so out of touch with everyday people. But anyway, listen to what Bernie Sanders had to say here, presenting this false choice as if it's between an oligarchy and democracy. No, there's actually a third one you can throw in there, Bernie, and it's called republic. We are a republic, not a democracy, not an oligarchy. We are a republic that's designed to prevent any mob from dictating to the rest of us. But here's the false choice that Bernie presented yesterday at the Adams Center.
In America today, one person, I want you to hear this clearly, one person, you may have heard of him, his name is Elon Musk.
All right, so then he's complaining about Elon Musk's wealth. and the percentage of wealth that he claims Elon Musk has compared in the entire country. Okay, but again, how do we fix that, Bernie? We fix that by bringing the wealth back to America, the wealth that, frankly, both parties have allowed to be shipped out of this country. And that's what Donald Trump is fixing. That's what you, Bernie, used to pretend to want to fix. And now you're the one leading the charge against Donald J. Trump to bring this wealth back to the American people.
But it is not just oligarchy. The American people, conservative, progressive, moderate, are standing up loud and clear and telling Trump, you will not create an authoritarian society. We're a democracy.
No, we're not. We're a republic. And removing illegal aliens is not authoritarian. It's protecting the American people. Constitutionally guided protecting the American people.
Together, brothers and sisters, and it's hard. I'm not going to sit here and give you some fancy rhetoric. Taking on oligarchy is enormously difficult. These guys own the economy. We now have more concentration of ownership than we've ever had in the history of this country. They own most of the media. They own the United States Congress and the White House. They got enormous amounts of wealth and power, but you know what we got? We got the people.
Breaking news for you there, Bernie. No, you don't. Donald J. Trump is the man of the people. Donald J. Trump is the man of the working people. You may have been once upon a time, but you've now been exposed for the hypocrite you are, especially with your, you know, mansions that you own across the country. You're getting rich off the people, and everybody knows it. You've been exposed. But yeah, all you got to do is look at the election results from nearly 6 months ago, and you see exactly who's got the people. But also, he talks about how they own the media. They own the big corporations. Well, who is this they that you're referring to? Oh, it's all the Democrat Party mega donors that told everybody to shut up and get the jab, shut up and wear a mask, and all sorts of other things. They told us that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real as they were interfering in our elections and launching a coup against the president of the United States of America. In other words, Bernie, it's all of your bros. All the people you just complained about are freaking Bernie bros. You hypocrite. You phony. You fake. And by the way, Mark Roscoe called. He wants his little sweater back, too. So give the sweater back to Mark Roscoe.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Do you feel like you're spending too much for your cell phone plan? Well, a lot of plans from major wireless providers can be rather costly, but there are things you can do to lower the expense. In terms of unlimited data plans, you need to ask yourself if you actually need to use that much data per month. Whether you're shopping for a phone plan at a new company or sticking with your current provider, opting for a plan with limited high-speed data is a great way to save. And perhaps consider a mobile virtual network operator like Mint Mobile or Visible, which both offer cheaper plans by operating on the networks of larger carriers. And it might seem like you'll be paying a hefty price for multiple lines. However, with many plans, you'll get a significant discount for having two or more lines for family plans. And check to see if you qualify for additional discounts. Many major wireless providers may offer special deals for members of the military, teachers, and seniors, and there might be discounts available through your employer. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Many of us want to lose weight, but diet and exercise are a much better way to do it than, say, having some kind of serious disease. In much the same spirit, we want to see inflation fall, yet it matters how this is done. The March report on the Consumer Price Index, which showed overall prices actually nudging down for the month, had some of that flavor. It's hard to have a robust inflation if consumers are reluctant to spend anything. And the economy is driven by consumer spending, that's not good news. It's the most important reason why most forecasters think that when overall economic growth estimates for the first quarter are announced this week, they'll show only a trickle of growth, if any at all. Consumer sentiment and spending alike were depressed even before the financial upheaval of early April. And few of us are reading the March CPI report as indicative of where prices are going. The huge tariffs on Chinese goods will be a rude surprise for consumers and businesses alike, even if only part of the tax bill is passed through. I'm Patrick Barkey.
brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to sneak on a caller on the... Oh, I thought we had a caller on the phone lines. We must have lost him. Okay, that's all right. Well, hey, the phone number for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. You know, the other funny thing, you just have to laugh at the absurdity coming out of Bernie Sanders and AOC. And the crowd, they would just sit there and clap at anything these two said. I mean, they were just like robots, you know. I mean, it was just here they were. I mean, Bernie and AOC, we're going to fight for the working class. Oh, give me a break. You guys are the ones who wanted to kick the coal miners in Colstrip and the power plant union workers to the curb. You guys are the ones that destroyed our timber industry. You guys are the ones that are standing in the way of President Trump's effort to bring this wealth back to America for everyday Americans. But this is classic socialism. They talk about wealth. They just criticize people that have the wealth, not their guys that have the wealth. They just criticize people that are successful, while they get rich off of your taxpayer dollars, while they funnel your taxpayer dollars to their partisan left-wing activists. That's what this was about yesterday in Missoula. They want to keep their little meal wagon going. It's the meal train for the Democrat Party. The money that was funneled through the USAID to go to anti-American groups all over the world, transgender procedures in other countries. That's what this is about. They want to keep the meal train running here. It's feeding all of these far left groups. But when they talk about a living wage, Democrats will fight for a living wage. Do you know what's going to happen to your living wage? By the way, you've already seen what happened to your living wage during 4 years of Joe Biden and John Tester. Your living wage lost a massive chunk due to inflation. You basically take $20,000 and remove that from what you made 4 years ago, and that's what Democrats have cost you with your living wage. It's not as livable now as it was 4 years ago. But what else would they do? What would they do right now? Bernie and AOC were criticizing President Trump, and they also, AOC called out both of our senators by name and called out both of our congressmen by name. And she criticized them for supporting the Trump tax cuts and making the Trump tax cuts permanent. Because the Democrats want to do away with the Trump tax cuts, and they want to dramatically spike your taxes and the taxes of small businesses. What would happen if they get their way? What would that happen to your living wages that you live on right now? Well, let's look at this. In addition to his plan to end taxes on tips, Social Security, and overtime, President Trump is working to extend the extremely successful Trump tax cuts from his first term, despite opposition from Bernie and AOC and the rest of them. Without this extension of the Trump tax cuts, the average taxpayer would see a 22% tax hike. The average family of four would see a $1,700 tax hike. The child tax credit would be cut in half for 40 million families. Nearly every taxpayer will see their guaranteed deduction slashed in half. 26 million small businesses will be saddled with a massive tax increase. That's what AOC, Bernie, Zoe Zephyr, and the whole crew would do to your living wage. That's what they call it anyway. Lee in Kalispell, what's going on?
Hi. Yes, this morning I heard him talking about AI. And I just wanted to tell people about those three movies made by Michael Crichton, the author, if I remember right. And they were, one was, I can't think of the name, but about a satellite that collected material in outer space and brought back to Earth and started killing people. The second one was about the Questor tape, it was called, and that dealt with an android. But the one that we're approaching now, that could happen at, say, any time, maybe in the near future, is Colossus, the Forbin project, where a supercomputer was made in Russia and in the United States, and all our nuclear missiles were transferred to the control, its control. Now, it was an excellent movie, and it dealt with it became smarter than the people that built it.
Yeah, and that's the concern with AI today. Yeah, I forget who the caller was. A couple of days ago, somebody had called in, and they remembered the name of that movie, and I'm spacing it right now. But, yeah, certainly there are concerns about AI that can get out of control. I think it was Monday I was talking about these AI action figures. And but, you know, right now, you know, the question is how is America doing when it comes to the AI race against China and you know, Russia and others? But what is critical to AI? Electricity. And, you know, what do Bernie Sanders and AOC want to shut down? Electricity at Colstrip and elsewhere. Tim in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. Well, I think if the conservative planners and, you know, the folks that put out the PR messages were smart, instead of promising a living wage like the socialists are promising, you know, because there's all sorts of stages of living. There's subsistence living. There's technically medically living, and then there's actually living.
There's barely living.
I want an abundant wage that's being provided by the Trump policy. Not a living wage. I want an abundant wage, which the Trump policies provide for. So the conservatives should promise an abundant wage while the Democrats can promise a quote-unquote living wage.
Great point. Yeah, their idea of a living wage is they get all the money, they fly around in all the fancy jets, they get all the fancy dinners, and then every now and then they'll come speak to the peasants and tell us how much how much they're fighting for us. That's the Bernie AOC approach. Tim, great to hear from you. Hey, we got our producer, Caden, in the production studio today, but he's finally going to get some vacation days here, I think, towards the end of the month. I guess if you can call it vacation. He'll probably be working some baseball games or something, but great young man will be filling in for him, Finley Warden. You've heard him on the show here before. He's from Missoula. Solid young conservative. He's worked on campaigns here in Montana as well. And yeah, he's learning the ropes from Caden this morning so that he can cover down for Caden while Caden's getting some well-earned vacation days. But yeah, Finley's back in the studio. Hopefully we got his mic up and running in there. Finley, you know, hey, you're a Missoula kid. What'd you think about the Bernie AOC rally in the Garden City yesterday?
Hey, Aaron, thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, there's really tons of buzz about it, especially from young people. But all the young people I know who went there ended up being pretty disappointed with most of the messaging that was said there. I mean, listening to an 80-year-old man ramble on about living wages for hours doesn't really play very well with young crowds. And AOC didn't bring her accent with her this time, but she didn't really have anything too interesting to say either.
Yeah, I mean, she said oligarchy probably like 35 different times. And it's like, do you even know what that word means? Like, why do you keep her? Why would young people even identify with a term like oligarchy? Yeah, getting yelled at by some 80-year-old man. And then AOC, she's kind of old news now.
Yeah, for sure. And my favorite person to speak at the event was actually Ryan Bussey's son, Lander Bussey. He was a surprise appearance along with this pink hair girl sitting next to him. He didn't really have anything too interesting to say either. But maybe if his dad paid a little bit more attention to the more progressive messaging that Bernie Sanders is giving off, he wouldn't have lost by 20 points in the last election.
Yeah, Fussy Bussy, as John Jackson, the Joker from X, and I will refer to him, he lost the Democrat. As the Democrat candidate for governor, he lost by 20 points. The Associated Press called that race within 3 minutes after the polls closed across Montana. I mean, that's how poorly he performed. But yeah. So his one of his kids, who was part of the climate alarmist lawsuit, got on the stage. I usually just see him on X throwing F-bombs at everybody every day. So what did he even talk about? His Hopi climate-y changey thing?
Yeah, it was stuff along those lines. I mean, you can't really expect much from somebody who literally posted Hail Satan last month on Twitter. So that's the kind of stuff we're getting out of him.
Wow. Wow. Let me see here. Yeah, and then I was just reading a message here. It looks like the state Senate is currently hearing the state budget on the Senate floor, and Senate President Regeer is moving a handful of amendments. That's okay. That's all right. So Semper Gumby will have open phones kicking off the 9. Actually, I'll probably play some more of these AOC Bernie clips to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. What were some of the highlights that stood out to you, some of the funniest things? To me, the most outrageous thing about Bernie and AOC and their radical supporters there in Missoula is they were criticizing the fact that President Trump is and ICE is arresting these hardcore criminal illegal aliens and deporting them. They referred to them as their friends. They said, our friends are being disappeared from the streets. These are rapists. These are murderers. There was a Chinese sex trafficker who was one of these people that was arrested, and they're calling them their friends?
Yeah, these are not our friends or our neighbors or anything. And if you remember looking back on Bernie Sanders' career, he used to be pro-tariff. He used to be anti-mass immigration, but he's totally flipped ever since Trump came along and started advocating for those things. But my favorite part of the rally was AOC calling out our favorite transgender lawmaker in the state, Zoe Zephyr. That was my personal highlight.
Yeah, it totally. Yeah. AOC talked about texting Zoe Zephyr last week, kept referring to him as she and her. And at one point, AOC called Zoe Zephyr, who's a man, my girl. That's my girl out there. And it sure sounded like AOC wants Zoe Zephyr to run for Congress next year.
Well, I sure hope that happens. I can't imagine anything more funnier, better for the Republicans happening than that.
Zephyr v. Bussey, 2026 Democrat Western Congressional District primary race. Oh, man, that'll be a fun one to watch. I tell you what. All right, Finley Warden, hey, thanks for covering down to fill in for Caden here in the weeks ahead. Always great to hear from you. Maybe we'll turn your mic on again later on in the 9 o'clock hour. We got phone lines open for you, 294-0970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I know we've gotten a chance to hear from President of the Public Service Commission, Brad Molnar, former state senator. I know he's called in a time or two to keep us updated on some legislation in the Capitol in Helena. But he reached out. He said, hey, I want to get the word out on this bill one more time. So I was like, yeah, hey, give us a call right here about this time. So we'll get to Brad Molnar here in just a second. But first, let me sneak in a couple of quick phone calls so we don't have to make you wait too long here. Cade in Ronan, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, just this Sanders and AOC thing, you know, that was a complete waste of taxpayer dollars because it's taxpayer dollars that's funding them to get out here. You know, their salary, I think their starting salary is, what, $174,000 a year? I think they ought to be given, for example, $3 million a year. That's it. They got to buy their own house out there. That includes their salary. That includes all their pages. If they want to fly home, that comes out of that. But they're not given another dime for anything. Everything has to come out of that. And see how they like it to be set on a strict salary, you might say. You know.
Then look at the guy that went to Maryland, or the Maryland senator that went down to El Salvador. I know taxpayers were helping to fund that little stunt and that little shenanigan. I mean, and there's that guy going to try to bring a foreign terrorist criminal gang member back to this country who's not even a citizen of this country. But the Babylon Bee had a great satirical headline where they, you know, basically made the point that what are the American hostages in the Gaza Strip need to dress up like MS-13 gang members before Democrats care about them and demand they get returned home?
Right. Yeah, you know, I don't know if $3 million would do it, but out of that, they cannot accept any more money from any political action committees. If they run for office, any money that's given to them that is not used stays in either the Democratic or Republican coffers. They can't take that home with them. You know, that $3 million is their total. If they want to fly around the world 100 times or come home and try to get reelected, that has to come out of that. There's no more taxpayer-funded anything.
Yeah, they're just, Bernie and AOC both, they're just fleecing the American people, and they're fleecing the very people that were in that arena yesterday. Cade and Ronan, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Let's sneak in another quick one here. We got Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I don't know how everybody else out there feels, but I am pretty disgusted with our legislators in Helena. We put the Republicans in, and the same thing happens over and over. They argue. They really – have you looked at the bills that are on the floor? It's insane. And the three things – or the things that we really want is tax relief, and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And it's pretty – it's really disgusting to me. I vote every year, but it is so hard because you basically – have a choice between the Democrats and I don't know what that other party is, the one that I vote for, because they really don't get anything done.
Well,
it's pretty disgusting.
They have, you know, last session, very successful. The session before, very successful. This session, it's like there's some good things that are getting across, but the big three, property tax relief, across-the-board income tax relief, judicial reform, you know, we're still waiting on all three in a big way. Now they're having the budget debate on the floor of the state Senate. That's why the Senate president won't be able to join us here in just a few minutes, because he's managing the floor, and they're trying to get some amendments passed that will peel back the massive spending that's getting attached here in the final few weeks. And it doesn't sound good so far. It sounds like so far those amendments are not being successful. So, you know, the massive spending is getting across the finish line, but where's the relief for you and I? It's our money that created that big surplus in the first place. But, yeah, Rock brings up a good point, and that's kind of where I was thinking of starting with Public Service Commission President Brad Molnar anyway, because I know, Brad, you've called in about this legislation before that would change the way the Public Service Commission is elected to partially elected, partially appointed. But, you know, here's my thing is like, okay, until you deliver on property tax relief and income tax relief and judicial reform, like, there's a lot of these bills that it's like, guys, hold off on that until you get the big stuff done first, right? Brad Molnar, your thoughts.
Yes, sir. I actually have a ringside seat to all of this stuff, and you're exactly right. I sat in finance and claims the other day because we had an amendment that we wanted on there, and amendment after amendment after amendment for House Bill 2, the votes were 10-12, 10-12, 10-12, 10-12, and the fiscal conservatives lost every one of them. On the floor, they had about a four-hour fight on House Bill 2. Carl Grimm, who's an extremely capable legislator,
yeah,
who chairs finance and claims,
real smart
lost
guy.
Every vote.
Yeah.
So it's exactly as your caller spoke about and as you've commented about. The two things I'm calling in about, if I could have two, is, you're right, the one that we have talked about before, and a new one. Senate Bill 561 is one of three bills attempted to change the Public Service Commission. In this case, I wanted to replace three commissioners with appointed bureaucrats. I can't imagine a worse idea. And there was one that replaced us totally with three appointed bureaucrats. That one got pulled when it was still in drafting. And the one that I'm talking about, 561, it was almost a mirror image of one we killed in the House. And so it's Senate Bill 561 on both these bills. I would like your callers to call in 406-444-4800. Leave a word for your representative, your senator, or all of them to oppose these bills, if that's the way your callers feel. The appointed commissioner model is very common. It's 40 states across the nation. And with very few exceptions, all of those states have rates about double of what Northwestern customers or MDU customers are paying, because the loyalty is to the utility that got them appointed. It's not to the people that are being served. So I'd like to leave a little time open so you and I can discuss that. The other one is, and that one is on the table, but there is a lot of talk in the Capitol. I'm being stopped in the hall to come over there. that they're going to try and blast them. So if they get 55 votes, it goes on the floor. No real discussion on the bill or anything. It's up for a vote, and it'll be up and done in minutes, literally minutes. The next day, they will take final action on that. So ask your representatives, do not support a blast motion on Senate Bill 561. And the other one is fairly new. It's House Bill 911, or as I'd like to call it, danger, 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 that allows the utility to have closely held subsidiaries that they control financially and with management to perhaps take over Colstrip Unit 3, which is a issue in the current rate case. So we're trying to get around our authority to actually look at these things. The capacity for them to in-law that they have this financial control means any lawsuits on one, even the subsidiary, winds up costing perhaps fantastically costing ratepayers. And so we're after amendments that say it has to be totally separate. There can be nothing. You know, you can have your you can have your little company over there, but it can't flow the risk to the ratepayer. And that's House Bill 911. It's up for executive action today. Testimony I gave when I was before the committee was the first time I've ever gotten emails, phone calls, and text telling me that I gave the best testimony there. That's why they put off executive action.
Interesting. I tell you what, Brad Molnar, hold that thought. If you can stick around for a couple more minutes, I'd love to get your take also on the governor and the ability to line item veto some of this overspending that apparently is moving forward right now. So if you can, stand by. I'll come back to you right after the break. You know, you gave us a great window of insight into what's going on in the electric utility industry right now. Speaking of windows, let me tell you about YHIC, your home improvement company. They're in the middle of their biggest sale of the year. It's a once-a-year event, and they've got an unbeatable deal. 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor with a minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss, plus easy financing, 0 down, 0 interest, 0 payments for 12 months. That's until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is their biggest sale of the year. Don't miss out. Let me repeat. 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor, minimum of 4 windows. Call 406-948-2836. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out. Yeah, biggest sale of the year right now. Check it out. We'll be back right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Very interesting. The judge that helped the Democrats cover up their Russia hoax is now threatening to prosecute Trump officials for ignoring his verbal order. Boasberg is back in the news. Judge Boasberg. He said the court had ultimately determined the Trump administration's actions on the March 15 deportation flights, which took place after he issued a bench ruling ordering the immediate return to U.S. soil, demonstrate a willful disregard for the court, insufficient for the court to be found in criminal contempt, which is sufficient, rather. And should they fail to answer his question by April 23rd, he said he will refer the matter for potential prosecution. Here we go again. More lawfare.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Artificial intelligence, AI, it's all you hear about, but how far away is it? And what are the potential threats from AI that could totally upend the way Americans live their lives? What will it do to the job market? What will the unemployment rate be? What does it mean for data privacy or cybersecurity? How about the banking system or national security? The ECB has already warned about a bubble in AI stocks. Could this spread to other sectors? If you have $50,000 or more saved for retirement, this may not be the time to wait and find out. Learn how you could help protect your life savings using precious metals like gold and silver. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. One more time, visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Country star Eric Church has officially broken ground on a new housing development called Blue Haven in Newland, North Carolina. The project aims to help families displaced by Hurricane Helene last September. The initiative will create 40 to 45 energy-efficient homes. The singer's nonprofit, Chief Cares, has committed to covering housing costs for up to 3 years, after which the families will have the option to purchase their homes. The country star called the project a generational shift in a response to a generational disaster like Helene. Country star Thomas Rhett broke his ankle after a nasty fall while taking the stage as a surprise guest for Christian artist Forrest Frank. Child of God tour stop in Nashville. As he made his way down the steps, it appears he missed a step where his ankle gave way. Like a true professional, he sang through the pain. His wife, Lauren, rolled him out of the venue in a wheelchair. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, Terry and Whitefish, stand by. We'll get to you here just a second before we wrap up the hour. But I do want to go back to former State Senator Brad Molnar, who is now the president of the Montana Public Service Commission, which oversees the electric utilities like Northwestern Energy, MDU, et cetera. Well, Brad, first, if you got anything else you want to add about the prior two bills, feel free to throw that in there. But I also want to get your take, given the spending that seems to just continue to pile up in the legislature in Helena. Speaker Lear yesterday, you know, I was asking him about it. I said, well, what can be done? Is there an alternative bill that people can support? I mean, it sounds like at the end of the day, it may just have to come down to the governor breaking out the old line item veto.
Well, the governor can break out the line item veto all he wants to, Aaron, but the facts are pretty clear that an attempt to override that would probably fail because the people that liked those particular amendments had the majority to begin with. So that could be a high-profile fight with a known outcome.
Yeah.
It's not going to be necessarily on the side of the taxpayers or on the side of the governor.
Because just to override a veto, it takes, tell us what it takes to override a veto versus what it takes to override a line-item veto.
Well, you need to have a majority in either one. You need a supermajority in the case of a veto after the session is over with. We had, I think, like 20 of those last time. And I know I voted with the governor, I think, like 15, 16 times. So it's not like we're at odds. I'm not trying to pick a fight with him. I'm saying that right now the votes and the majority are with the people, and that would be a simple majority of the people that are putting and supporting these extra spending measures in place.
Yeah, and it sounds like the Democrats are effectively, if not in charge of the process, effectively have veto power over the process. It's just crazy. Since Senate President Matt Regeer is going to be tied up managing the floor session and trying to peel back some of this spending here in the 9 o'clock hour, I think what I might do, Jeff Lasloffy with the Montana Family Foundation had an incredible legislative update that broke down what's going on right now. So maybe I'll sneak that into the 9 o'clock hour in place of President Regeer, and then we'll get more of the Bernie AOC rally highlights as well. Brad Molnar, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in. Let's see, Terry in Whitefish. Terry, what's your thoughts on everything going on in Helena?
Well, I'm just, we have the nine rhinos there, and I think the only blame you can put it on is the Republican Party, because we're so anxious to have some people in there. We're not vetting them the way we should. Those people should never have gotten elected if we had done it a little better than we did. That's my opinion.
A lot of people don't pay attention in the primaries. They kind of wait till after the primaries to get involved. And then what ends up happening is you can get outside groups that'll come in and back this guy or back that guy. And then, yeah, before you know it, primary's over. And, yeah, a lot of people, just like we need to pay more attention to city council races, school board races, things like that, more people got to pay attention during the primary phase as well. Oh, sounds like yeah, your thoughts, Terry, or it sounds like you're busy there in the background.
No, yeah, somebody just asked me a question. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just, to me, I think we somehow have to look at the primary, the vet them a little better before we put them on the primary list. I mean, it's obvious that these people are Democrats running as Republicans, and I'm sure if, during the primary we could have looked into it a little closer, but that's my thoughts, you know.
All right. Well, Terry, great to hear your thoughts. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. Second half of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll sneak in some open phones time. I want to try to definitely play this Jeff Lasloffy legislative update that breaks down the budget scenario going on at play right now as we speak. Get to some Bernie, AOC rally highlights, etc. And then I think the Democrat House Minority Whip will still be joining us. And since they're basically running the floor, I guess that'll be telling.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.